Scott with SJ, wildfire.com. Hey, I'm pleased to announce Pastor Larry. We've talked a little bit about Pastor Larry and his Bible study. He's been studying Ephesians 6 for the last 3 to 4 years. He's been diving deep into spiritual warfare. And what was interesting is during his study over the last 3-4 years, he actually had a demonic encounter that he had to rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is a man's man. Pastor Larry fought 2 years in Vietnam with the Marines, saw a bunch of action. Then he became a pastor. From there, later in life, he ended up becoming a school teacher. Very hardworking man, owned his own paint company, multiple blue-collar, white-collar jobs. The man has life experiences. He's a cool dude, man's man, fun to be around, and he loves the Lord.
This morning, I'm going to start talking to those who are in Christ, those who believe that Jesus Christ is their Savior. Along the way, I will be explaining again, as I try to do in every podcast, that about your salvation. First of all, in this battle, that we've been talking about, is number one, we must be alert. We must always be aware of what's going on around us and in us. And we can't defeat an enemy that we have little knowledge about. You know, I spent many weeks and months preparing for the enemy. As I said before, I was in Vietnam. I was in the Marine Corps infantry, so I was in combat. And before this all happened in training, I spent all of this time learning about the enemy, learning of his tactics, learning of the way he even thought, what he would do in specific situations. And in our spiritual battle, as the Bible teaches, we must know these things. But I'm going to preface this with the fact of knowing Christ is our main goal. And this is what we'll discuss probably in the next week or the next 2 weeks. Knowing Christ and knowing who you are in Jesus Christ. Because this prepares us. This gives us provisions for that battle that will ensue. But you also, as the Bible teaches, as we had to learn in the Marine Corps, you must also know your enemy. You must know his way of thinking. You must know his tactics. You're better able to combat him if you know these things. You know, I've heard many times before that believers need to just accentuate the positive and the good, and not worry about the devil, not worry about Satan. Well, my friend, Satan is just as real as the Holy Spirit and God are, and Jesus Christ are. He's just as real. Scriptures teach us, and scriptures are our authority. The people say, and these are Christians, just ignore him and he'll go away. Not true. Just as we could not ignore the Viet Cong or the North Vietnamese, and he would just go away. And it's more so within our spiritual battle. My Bible says this. Paul said when writing to the Corinthians, he said, "Anyone you forgive, I also forgive. And what I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us." Well, listen to this next phrase, what Paul says. "For we are not unaware of his schemes." And Paul uses this in the context of forgiveness. And if we as Christians are not a forgiving person, guess what? It's one of Satan's schemes is to have you to harbor bitterness in your life. And this will give Satan a foothold in your life to destroy you as a Christian. Not to send you to God's judgment, but to ruin your testimony as a believer in Jesus Christ. And you lose the battle. But for the sake of emphasis, Paul says, "We are not unaware of his schemes. In case you're looking for a passage, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 10 and 11. You know, just before the Israelites were to go into battle in the land of Canaan, the Lord said to Moses, he said, send some men to explore the land which I'm going to give to the Israelites. And it says that Moses sent them out, and he said, go up through the Negev and on the hill country and see what the land is like and where the people who live there are strong or are they weak? Are they few or are they many? And what kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? Are the cities walled or fortified? Now, why did God tell Moses to do that? He wanted him to understand the strength of their enemy, not to be unaware of who they were and what they were like. So, same instructions to us. We must be aware of Satan's wiles and of his schemes. Schemes means he plots, he plans. He's had thousands of years to do this, and he's very good at it. We should know what is going on around us and how the spiritual forces of evil is out for our demise and our testimony for Jesus Christ. And remember again, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against the spiritual enemy. And let me ask you, believers, are you aware of this, of his schemes, his deceptions, his wiles? This only takes a spiritual mind. It takes the mind of Christ. When you're aware of his schemes in the world around you, and how do you become aware? Well, it goes all back to the Word of God. You're aware because what the world is saying doesn't contradict what the scriptures say. If you're not into the scriptures, you are unaware. Of course, the Holy Spirit can bring to your mind some things, but the Holy Spirit basically works through the scriptures. And this is the way he deceives the world. The host of unsaved men and women is through this world system, and we're going to talk about what the world system is. Satan is on the move. He never sleeps, and he has come to lie, kill, and destroy. And he's out to render the believer ineffective in his spiritual walk with Christ. That way he believes, I don't know how, but he believes he can make God ineffective when he attacks his people. So we must be aware. We must make our stand for Christ. Just like I had to do in the Marine Corps, we had to take our stand against the enemy. And we must be prepared or be defeated. And that's the simple truth. You must prepare yourself. We don't want Satan to take us unaware. And he uses people to do it. But remember, human beings are not our enemies. We're to love them. We're to pray for them. I don't care what sins they have committed. Even yesterday, the push for homosexuality and the acceptance of it. I hear Christians almost spew hatred for the homosexual. I do not. I believe you can hate the sin but love the sinner. Now, I'll probably get some comments about homosexuality, but I believe the Bible teaches that it's a sin. And that's another podcast in itself, so that's all I'll say about it. But you're to love them and to pray for them and to give them the gospel of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they can be forgiven. Just like anybody else, somebody that's caught in adultery, somebody that is a thief or a liar, it's all sin. And the Bible says you don't hate those people. You don't hate somebody that gossips about you and slanders you all over the place. And it's one of Satan's tactics is to get you to harbor hatred and bitterness in your heart and unforgiveness against those people. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, brothers and sisters. James says in chapter 4, verse 7, he says, you'll find me doing this. You'll find me reading scripture all over the place because that's the thing that makes a difference. It's not what I say. James 4, 7 says, resist the devil. You hear that? Resist the devil. This means he is pressuring, he's persuading, he's prodding you and I to succumb to his devices. So make yourself aware. Get in the Bible, memorize it, know it, read it, study it. Study to show thyself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. What are you doing? What are we doing at night? Wasting time watching TV or being on Facebook or whatever it may be? I admit I'm just as guilty as anybody else. But God is making me more aware that I need to spend more time with him. Because I'm in this battle. I'm in this warfare. And it's Christ, it's the name of Christ that we're upholding. Not ours, but it's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.